When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TFA fam, hope you had a great week six. Your fantasy season is going well. Let's talk about some defense and kicker streaming options for week seven. Kick things off on the defensive side of the ball. Let's lead it off with my top pickup of the week. That is the New England Patriots. Talked about them last week. They came through for us. We're going right back to the well for week seven. This one is simple. They play the Bears at home. Do I really need to say anything else? But just in case you do need some convincing, Chicago has 10 turnovers on the year, which is tied for the fifth most. They've scored the second fewest points per game. Justin Fields is tied with Carson Wentz for the most sacks taken, and the Bears currently have a measly implied point total of 16. Up next is the Denver Broncos, and although Russell Wilson, the offense, has been disappointing, their defense has been playing well all season. Heading into Monday Night Football, they've allowed the third fewest yards per play. They're generating pressure at the fourth highest rate, and they're tied for the sixth most sacks. Their rushing defense has been a bit hit and miss. Josh Jacobs and the Raiders went for over 200 rushing yards combined against them 2 weeks ago. And then last week, Deion Jackson and Phillip Lindsay combined for over 100 rushing yards. But if they can keep Breece Hall and that Jets rushing attack in check, they're a solid play. If you need some deeper options, I think we can look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They haven't been great for fantasy purposes, but that's due mostly to the fact they haven't generated a ton of turnovers. But if they can jump out to a lead against San Francisco, I think that could change. We saw what happened to the Niners last week when they trailed to Atlanta. The Falcons generated three turnovers. That was two picks and a fumble. They didn't have any sacks, but that's because the Falcons are dead last in the league in pressure rate, whereas Kansas City is in the top five. Arizona Cardinals, they've done better defensively in the past few weeks. After they got embarrassed week one against Kansas City, they've given up more than 20 points just once. They have multiple sacks in each of their last three games, and New Orleans has allowed the second most fantasy points per game to opposing defenses. And if the Saints are going to continue to miss pieces offensively, I think you could do worse than Arizona. And then lastly, the New York Jets. Obviously, you know, we talked about the Broncos offense. Hasn't been what we thought it would be. They've given up the seventh most fantasy points per game to opposing defenses. The Jets defense has at least one turnover in every game. They have multiple sacks in every game except one. They have the seventh highest pressure rate and the seventh lowest yards per play allowed. Three kicker options here for week seven. Going to start it off with someone I feel like I've been talking about every week this year. That is Cowboys kicker Brett Maier. Roster in just 25% of leagues. That could potentially be back in week seven. And even if he's not, they get a dream matchup against the Lions. And as things currently stand, the Cowboys have the highest implied point total on the week at 27.75. Next up is the Chargers kicker, Dustin Hopkins, rostered in less than 10% of leagues, gets a home matchup against the Seahawks, whose defense has been dreadful all year, unless you are the Arizona Cardinals. And last, if for some reason those two are gone or you miss out on those two, could look at Greg the Leg Zuerlein, available in basically every single league out there. the Jets are traveling to Denver, which will be a boost to the kicking game. And especially if you're in a league that gets the bonus points for longer field goals, I think he could come through for you in week 7. That is going to wrap up the week 7 defensive and kicker streaming options. If you enjoyed the content, please hit us with a sub and a like. You can also jump into our free fantasy football Discord if you have any further questions, or you can just drop one on this video or any other of our videos. We'll make sure that we answer them. Good luck to you in week 7, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.